Hongbang Dynasty. Our nation's history begins with legends. According to legend, the country of Vietnam starts in 2879 before Christ, when King Duong Vuong became the king of Sikwi. The territory of Sikwi expanded to Dong Tinh Lake, now Yunnan Province, China, in the north, Ho Tun, the coastal land strip in present-day central Vietnam, in the south, Bushu, Sichuan, China, in the west and eastern. King Duong Vuong married the daughter of the king of Dong Tinh Lake, and they had a son named Sung Lam, who later succeeded his father to the throne as Lac Long Quan. Lac Long Quan got married to Ao Ke, a fairy from Vu Tien Mountain. Ao Ke bore a womb of 100 eggs that hatched out 100 sons. However, Lac Long Quan was a dragon living underwater, while Ao Ke was a fairy living on the mountain. It's hard for them to remain together forever. Thus, Lac Long Quan took 50 of their sons to coastal regions, while the 50 others followed their mother to the mountains. They established villages and became ancestors of the Viet people. The oldest among Ao Ke's followers was elevated to the status of king, called First Hung Kim. According to archaeological discoveries about several thousand years ago from caves in Mount Do of Than Hoa province and Binh Gia of Lang Son province, ancestors of the Viet people moved to and explored the deltas of such rivers as Hong, Ma, and Ca. With their skillfulness, intelligence, and creativity, they domesticated wild plants into crops and replaced roughly chipped stone tools with metal ones. A new civilization was budding. Around 700 before Christ, the ancient Viet people entered the Dong Son culture, during which they researched the technical and artistic peaks in casting bronze products such as Dong Son bronze drums. Besides, they started to use iron tools. That flourishing culture and civilization helped to lay the foundations for the debut of an early state in the Red River Delta, the state of Hung Kings. The Hung Kings named their country Van Lang and established the capital in Phong Chau, present-day Phu Tho province. The king's sons were called Lang, Dao, while daughters Mê Nang or Minh Nuong. The Hung Kings ruled through Lek Hao, civilian chiefs, Lek Tuong, military chiefs. Civilians were called Lek Zan. The embryonic division between the rich and the poor started to be seen at villages and in the country. Viet civilians were good-natured and simple-hearted cultivators who grew crops in their villages' rice fields. Ordinary rice gradually replaced glutinous rice as the main cereal. Using products gathered from those fields, the Viet people made such simple cakes as chung and zai, which are still prepared during the Tet holiday until now. Various customs and ways of life of the Viet people were formed during this period,